And here's your Lesson X story. The New Buyer. Gabriella was a good diplomat, helping Judy and Michelle compromise on products they would sell in their stores. Now, instead of being enemies, they were neutral, and they were working together. "The public is reacting," said Nina. "They're confirming your plan by bringing us more and more money." "Restrain yourself," said Judy, as the three of them ate an early lunch. They had now hired substitute salespeople. This made it possible for them to occasionally have lunch together. "You don't want to announce our plan to everyone." "Right," said Michelle. "It would be insane to let everyone know." There was a television playing news in the back of the restaurant. The Senate had decided there was an emergency and they would start sending troops. And somewhere, someone had viciously fired a bullet in their parliament. And someone, somewhere, was being accused of treason and was going to jail. But Gabriella and Judy and Michelle were not interested in the news right now. "If we plan it right," Gabriella continued, "we can publish special offers which fuel more buyer consumption in this environment." "And make a lot of money," said Judy, pulling on her jacket because she was a little cold. "That's the idea," said Nina. "Gabriella and I have even been thinking how we could buy at huge discounts if we used our expertise and made allies in a lot of stores." "But wouldn't that put a halt to our good situation here? Couldn't it injure our sales?" asked Michelle. "Don't condemn this until you hear the plan." Judy was eating a few ounces of vegetables that her diet allowed her, and her only fluid was tea. She talked while they ate and lifted the depression. "That way we would get clothes cheaper from countries that would export straight to us, and we'd make even more money." "What we would do," said Gabriella, "would be to link whole areas together. We would help them plan what to sell and what to discount so shoppers want to shop all our stores on several different days. And we would do all the buying and have assets like a small fleet of vehicles that run on electricity and deliver your parcels with special codes and devices to read them." "Sounds like a new business to me," said Michelle. "We'd be part of the plan and get our clothes cheaper. I like that." "But what else? How can we profit from getting in on this business," said Judy, "other than the way we are now?" "Well, it won't be big to start until I get some investment money," said Nina. "I'll just do it myself. I can get a license easily because I know the mayor's wife. But your stores will be the first customers. You can be our champions when new stores ask about it, and you can put in the first capital when I start to expand. And Gabriella will be your buying manager to negotiate and make blanket purchases," said Judy. "She's the chemical in the mix that makes it all work." "Absolutely," said Nina, looking at Gabriella, who affirmed with a smile. "That's brilliant," said Judy. "Superb," agreed Michelle, and all four toasted with their glasses clinking. "And now," said Nina, "all we need is money." And here are your words for Story X. Affirm. Ally. Announce. Asset. Blanket. Brilliant. Bullet. Capital. Champion. Chemical. Clink. Code. Compromise. Condemn. Confirm. consumption, depression, device, diet, diplomat, electricity, emergency, environment, expert, export, fluid, fleet, fuel, halt, injure, insane, jacket, jail, link, mayor, negotiate, neutral, occasion, ounce, parcel, parliament, public, publish, react, restrain, senate, substitute, superb, toast, treason, troop, vegetable, vehicle, vicious, and those are your words for Story X. Thank you.